New Mexico State University is launching the Center for Border Economic Development, also known as CBED. The project is led by longtime NMSU professor and economics department head, Dr. Chris Erickson. Erickson describes the center's focus.
Institution within NMSU is being set up to help with economic development on the border. And what we're doing is we are seeking to identify problems that are impeding economic development. And then we're attempting to identify resources that can be brought to bear on those issues.
Erickson says that the goal of the CBED is to bring economic efficiency and prosperity to southern New Mexico's border region.
We're looking at this issue about transportation. We're looking at the issues of COVID. We're looking at other issues along those lines. Kind of the point is to identify what's needed and get it there.
Erickson says that the CBED will include an online database for a wide variety of subjects and resources relating to border economic development.
We plan on also developing a data webpage that people can access and find data about the border easily. And these are not just things like a number of workers or something like that, but also, for example, air pollution levels. We're also thinking about including things like the incidence of COVID in the different municipios and counties along the border. And these are information that people can have, and we plan on and hope to have this updated on a very regular basis going forward. And that's the kind of resource that's going to be made available.
Lucinda Vargas, a postdoctoral fellow working with Erickson on the CBED, discusses the goal of collecting research on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border.
When we talk about the border, we may lose sight that we're talking about two countries. Yes, Las Cruces, Doña Ana, NMSU, we're situated on the border, but that implies two sides of it, right? The U.S. side and the Mexican side. So our whole sort of mandate will be to keep databases on both sides of what's happening on both sides of the border.
Vargas says that the CBED will also focus on comparing southern New Mexico's border with other borders in the United States in terms of economic opportunities.
As we celebrate, that's a word that just came to mind, our border geographic location, and I say celebrate because we need to think of it strategically. It's a strategic location. Well, how do we compare to other borders? What does New Mexico have that maybe other border city pairs don't have that we can exploit to our benefit? But vice versa, what are other border city pairs doing that we have yet to do that could work for our benefit?
Vargas says that the CBED will also help foster a more competitive border for New Mexico.
We talk about a competitive border, more business opportunities, business expansions, recognizing that maybe the international dimension of things is not being recognized by some businesses because it's not been highlighted. So if we highlight it by offering data and resources and possibility of how we can make that work for businesses, I think it's very promising.
The CBED project has required hard work and determination, as Erickson and Vargas strive to make a difference in southern New Mexico's border economy.
This is an entrepreneurial type of project. We are out actively seeking to find where we can make a difference. It's not one of these things where you just sit back and wait for someone to call you. And so we're out in the communities, we're talking to people. We've met with politicians, we've met with officials, we've met with many people in the public, of course. Economic development it involves the hard work of developing resources that attract the businesses who come and open up. And so that means infrastructure. That means education.
It takes vision, because these are not projects that are packaged very easily. You're talking about really being creative on how we can come up with a solution, but we think it needs to be addressed.
The Center for Border Economic Development will continue to be developed through NMSU. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Sarah Rodriguez.